Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfirullah, estağfirullah, estağfirullah. El-Azim, el-Lezî, la ilahe illâ huve el-hayyul kayyûm. Ve etûbü ileyk. Ve selâmü tâbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete inne huvettevvâbel rahîm. Ve afu annâ ya kerîm. Ve afu annâ ya kerîm. Ve afu annâ ya kerîm. Vakfi lana bi fadlika ya rahman ya rahim. Ya meliku ya kuddus ya hafız ya Allah. El evvel Allah, el ahir Allah, el zahir Allah, el batin Allah. Hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidil Evliyine vel Âfirin. İşverene ya Şefiyel Müslümin. Bir rahmetike ya Rahman Rahimin. Kâlallahu Teâlâ fî kitâbel kerîm. Euzu billâhi mineşşeytânirracîm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. İnnallâhe yuhibbul muhsinîn. Allahu Teâlâ loves those who establish good and beauty. Allahu Teala loves those who do things beautifully. Allahu Teala created all, everything in layers. The first layer is the visible layer that you see in the creation. But other than the visible outer layer, there are inner layers in everything. Inner layers are not visible. And at the core, there is the essence. Essence of all the creation. Inner layers and essence are not visible. We can only perceive things from their external appearance. This is the same for vegetation, this is the same for animals, this is the same for human beings. This is even the same for religion. For fruits, there is the outer layer which we call the shell. You don't eat the shell, the vitamin is not there. You don't benefit much from the shell, but it has a purpose. The purpose of the outer layer is to protect the inner layer. And the essence is hidden at the core. For human beings, your external behaviors, your appearance is your first layer. But that doesn't really define you. What defines you is your intentions. What defines you is your emotions, and that are usually hidden. And there is the essence. And essence is deep inside. And the essence is the secret of all human beings. As reported by Hazreti Ömer radiallahu anh, one day Hazreti Ömer says, we were sitting with Rasulullah. A man entered, walked in, there was no sign of journeying on this man. His hair was exceedingly black, his clothing was exceedingly white. We didn't know this man. He walked up, sat next to the Rasulullah, he rested his knee next to his knee, he put his palms of his hand on his thigh. They were surprised the way this man behaved. He turned to Rasulullah and said, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. Rasulullah said, Islam is to testify that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his servant and master. To establish regular prayers, fasting during the month of Ramadan, paying your zakat, and if you can afford going to Hajj pilgrimage once in your life. The man, they didn't know, turned to Rasulullah and said, you have spoken rightly. Imagine the companions of the Prophet, they were so surprised the way this man talks to Rasulullah. And then he turned to Rasulullah and asked, tell me about iman. And Rasulullah said, iman is to believe in God, Allah Ta'ala, and His angels, and His messengers, and His books, and the last day, and the good and evil doubt. The man turned to Rasulullah and said, you have spoken rightly. And then finally he asked, tell me about Ihsan. And Rasulullah said, Ihsan is to worship Allah Ta'ala as you see Him. Though you don't see Him, knowing that you, He sees you. And then the man said, you have spoken rightly. Stood up and left. After the man left, Rasulullah turned to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and asked, Ya Umar, did you know who the questioner was? And Hazrat Umar answered. He said that Allah and His messenger know better. And Rasulullah said, Angel Gabriel came, joined us, asked these questions, to teach you your religion. Gabriel taught the religion. Gabriel gave a lesson about the three layers of our religion. Gabriel first taught about Islam. Islam is the foundation of this religion. This religion is built upon the principles of Islam. These are the things that we are supposed to do, things that you're supposed not to. This is the outer shell of our religion. It is like the shell of a walnut, without which the inner layers cannot be protected. All the principle of Islam is there for us to protect the inner layers. By following the principles of Islam, you can establish yourself as a Muslim. You are recognized as a Muslim. You receive the entitlement of being a Muslim. That is not a lot. Being recognized as a Muslim, just following the principles of Islam, doesn't really give you a lot. You may be able to marry a Muslim woman. You may be buried in a Muslim cemetery. If somebody recognizes you as a Muslim, really these are the benefits that you have. What good the shell of a walnut if there is no walnut in it? The second layer, which the first layer, the Islam, the principle of Islam, all the things that we're supposed to do is really there to protect the iman. Iman is the food. Without iman, what good is all the worship? What good is all the principles of Islam? What good all the practices you follow if there is nothing inside that shell? Iman is there, and we have to protect it. To be able to protect Iman, Allah Ta'ala, with His infinite mercy, gave us beautiful principles of Islam. It is like a foundation where you put the life of your Iman in it. Iman is like a little candle. It's not like a torch. It is a light, beautiful light that guides us to decide between what is right and wrong. But it is not a big light. It is our responsibility to protect it, because it is under constant attack. It is exposed to the dangers of this world. From right and left, every day, you're receiving attacks to your faith. And the principles of Islam is like a building that you put and protect your faith in it. It is like to be able to protect your iman, you are building a foundation. One wall is your prayers that you just come five times a day. The other wall is your fasting. The other wall, the third wall is your charity, zakah. The fourth wall is the pilgrimage, the hajj. And you need a root, and the root is to believe that there's no God. And that's what lies. Muhammad is this message, the servant that message. This foundation, this building, is there for you to protect your iman. And that iman, without which we will not be able to find the truth. Why would you have this foundation if there is nothing to protect you? But the most important thing I would like to emphasize is the essence of it. And the essence of this religion is taught to us through Angel Gabriel, Ihsan. What is Ihsan? Ihsan means to establish good, to establish, to do things beautifully, to establish beauty. And Allah Ta'ala says in one of the hadiths, as Allah reports to us, that Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah al-Jameel, yuhibbu al-Jameel. Allah Ta'ala is beautiful and loves beauty. When you do your worships, and worship is not limited to your daily prayers, but worship is anything that your ego resists, that you want to do, you want to give, you want to do something for others that your ego doesn't let you do, to speak, to go, to give, anything that is difficult to your lower self is your worship. And when you do your worship, knowing that you, if you don't see this beauty, knowing that you are surrounded by this beauty, how can you do anything in less than beautiful? The essence of this religion obliges us, wherever we are, whatever we do, as a wife, as a husband, as a student, as an employee, as an employer, no matter what you are doing, what your responsibility is, how little you think it is or how big you think it is, establishing ourselves, conducting ourselves beautifully, as we are meant to be, is really the essence of this religion. Without Ihsan, without performing ourselves, conducting ourselves beautifully, without really addressing each other beautifully, without performing our task activities beautifully, this religion is like a tree without fruit. Ihsan is the fruit of this tree. And to be Muhsin, Al-Ihsan is the name of Allah. And Muhsin is the one who, by looking at all the beauties that surround us, seeing His beauty and divinity in all and everything, and adjusting ourselves, the way we conduct ourselves, and then live this life in accordance with how Allah Ta'ala meant us to be, conducting ourselves beautifully, performing our tasks. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman. Oh, the most merciful, most compassionate love. You love to forgive, forgive our sins. Ya Kabi, give us strength against the trials of this world. As you have promised us, do not burden us more than we. When you see us impatient against little trials, difficulties, please do not increase your trials upon us. When you pour your bounties upon us and see us thankless, please do not stop pouring your bounties upon us. Give us strength give us strength to cleanse our hearts, our attitudes,
Amen.
From the evil qualities of arrogance, hypocrisy, vengeance, hatred, envy, excessive love of this world. Ya Wahid, unify us, unify our actions, open our hearts to love and compassion. Bring unity to humanity. Make us love and care for each other. Amen, amen, alhamdulillah. Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Allahümme salli ala seyyidina Muhammedin maktarefen melavan. Teakabel asaran, ve kebebel cedidan, ve stakbele fergeden, ve berik ruhahu ve ruaha ehli beyti mine kahiyyata ve selam. Ve barik ve sellim aleyhi ketiren, ketiren, ketiren. Ve sallallahu ala seyyidina Muhammedin ve ala cümin enbiyayı ve mürselin. Ve devriyayı ve salihin. Ve ala melaikike vel mukarrabin. وعلى إطاعتك إكرامنا منك السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين